This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Whatever you're into, with Amazon Prime, you can go deep. So if you're all about pop right now, you could watch pop documentaries on Prime Video. Discover pop playlists on Amazon Music Prime. And if you're really serious, order a rhyming dictionary with fast free shipping from Prime. From shopping to streaming to saving, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This podcast brought to you by Ring. Save big during the Ring Labor Day sale with up to 30% off select Ring devices, so you can see who's there from anywhere.
Hey, sorry I missed you.
Easy installation, protection all year. Save up to 30% right now at ring.com.
Today's episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends is brought to you by Karma. Need a lift with zero questions asked? Hate giving your hard-earned sacks of nickels to big tech? Call a Karma, brah. Let's start the show. Hello and welcome to the Strongcast podcast. Meet My Friends, The Friends with Pat Byrne and Jason Gore, the nation's number one podcast in the nation. Number one. Nobody else is number one. It's us. I'm Jason Gore.
And I'm Pat Byrne, and it's great to be at number one.
Could we be at number
any higher? Could we be any higher?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's do that. Could we be any higher? Oh, why don't I do it, and then you say the bottom part of it? You want to try it that way?
Yeah, I thought that's what we just did. But yeah, okay, go ahead.
Could we be
any higher?
So join us and meet our friends, the friends. Wow, it's awesome being back, doing another episode with you, Pat Byrne.
It's great to be with you as well. It's great to be at the Strongcast Network.
Boom!
It's just so fun. I love the atmosphere. I love the love of the team we got that we were given, and I love slowly working out someone else.
Who?
You know who.
I guess we do have to legally say you don't want me to do it here, though. Correct. No. And honestly, I got an email from you and said you wanted me to move tip of the pat up. How far up do you want tip of the pat to go?
Well, why don't we describe the episode a little, and then we'll go, if you don't mind, I'd like to do tip of the pat a little early because I produced something that I think that you're going to really like.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I cannot wait. So let's go ahead and do it. Let's hop in. This is Season 4, Episode 17, the one with the free porn. It aired... Woo! Free porn, right? It aired on March 26, 1998, written by Richard Goodman and Mark J. Kunerth. And as I mentioned in the last episode, Mikey Lembeck's back. Great,
that's right.
Great too for Mikey Lembeck. I don't know if he likes being called Mikey, but I feel it. Mikey, come on the show whenever you want to be on the show. Mikey, we'll have you on the
show. And Mike Haggerty, great character actor who plays there. It's kind of vague. Is he the super? Is he the landlord? We don't know. But he plays Mr. Trigger. And he's great. He kind of opens he's in one of the opening scenes where. In the inciting moment where Joey and Chandler discover that they have what? Free porn.
That ever happened to you in the 90s?
You know, I once I figured out a way to de-scramble.
Really?
The Playboy channel. You remember Squiggle Vision, the way it was, you know, sometimes it would come in clear, but it would be like negative looking
right.
On a cable box. So I had a negative effect in my camcorder that was just like a goofy effect. And I was like, well, if I film the negative screen that's already negative, will it create a positive? And it did. And I got black and white porn. It was kind of cool. It was a cool trick that I showed the all the school children. It was pretty popular after that.
That's pretty artsy. So you had some artsy porn. You know,
it was a hack. Early hack.
Really, it really was. Now, this is the kind of thing, I'm glad that we're talking like this because, you know, Don Strong has said that we can change this show in any way we want to change it.
That's right. Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Don. It is our show. We can take it in any direction. I think this back and forth, like we don't even need to watch the episodes. We can just kind of talk a little bit about them, but we can just riff, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy watching them. I will say I like watching them.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
But riffing, right?
Yeah, sure. We could riff.
Yeah.
Riff all the live long day.
Because, yeah, my friend, my buddy, Jason Snyder, his dad paid for one of those cable boxes that was already scrambled. So it had like a chip inside of it. And he could watch whatever he wanted to watch. He'd get the pay-per-view, you know, all of the different. He truly was the one with the free porn.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I will say that this episode, they get free. They somehow just the
boxing. He'd get boxing. Yeah,
So there was no hack for them. They didn't buy a box, which was interesting because Joey and Chandler kind of just discovered.
Like if there was a live concert going on, that you'd go over to Jason's house and you'd watch it, right? Do you ever do that? Do you have a friend like that?
No, I didn't. I was trying to explain what happens here, though.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was riffing.
No, you're excited about it. We're the number one show.
Before we do that, before you talk about the show, Friends, let me just pay some bills. That's the most important thing in any podcast. And I do want to go ahead and read this one right now. Need a lift with zero questions asked? Hate giving your hard-earned sacks of nickels to big tech? Call a karma, brah! We all know big rideshare apps like Lyft and Uber pummel riders with hidden fees and kill local cab unions. So what if there was a better way? That's where karma comes in. With karma, you're guaranteed a driver who's a Freemason. What does that mean exactly when it comes to your drive? Nothing. That's what. Why do you ask? Download Karma today to get the first two rides free. You'll be guaranteed prompt professional service, a free bottle of water, and a driver that knows a lot more than you do, that's for sure. Use the promo code WEARETHEALLKNOWING and one true org at checkout for an additional free ride with a bonus prompt to enter your social for some real extra secret fun we can't talk about. Karma, when your ride's here before you ordered it. Sounds fun. I've used Karma quite a bit.
I love Karma. I've went cross country in Karma.
Didn't quite know the connection to the Masons, but hey, it's a good deal, and you get your first two rides for free. So check Karma, that out, great. Listeners.
Thank you, Karma.
Now back to.
No, I'm doing these. I got to be on the same. Just trying to sort it out now.
What is that?
No, it's still not mine.
No, he's on the phone. Let's just keep going. So they get free. Chandler and Joey. Is he
what they're talking about?
Is he trying to do the segment now? I thought you wanted to do yours first.
Don't just ignore him.
I can't buzz him.
So after hearing the sad experience from Trigger, who once had free porn, the super, he switched it off and he never got it back again. The guys are so spooked by that they decided to not turn their TV on.
Spice Network? Do you remember Spice?
Yeah, I don't know which one they had.
There was Spice 2.
But the guys get they resolve
spicy. Am I right?
To not turn off the TV no matter what. And this is grossed. Everyone is so grossed out. Rachel and Monica, there's porn in the background throughout the whole episode. I don't know how they legally did that unless they shot sexy scenes with people. But there's even some cameos by some well-known porn stars. I don't know if you caught that, but I'll save that for some later for some facts. But yeah, it's a funny, funny episode.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll do it now. Ron Jeremy makes a brief cameo on their TV.
Oh, man, yeah. That's crazy. He's in jail.
Yeah, I caught that on this episode, and I didn't notice it ever before, maybe because I was young and I didn't know who Ron Jeremy was. But
probably not, yeah.
I definitely caught it this time. So that made me think, like, how much of what was on the screen was in fact real porn?
Crazy. I would have known early on as a kid. Sure. I would have known because my friend, as I said, Jason... Same name as me. He had a cable box that let us watch just whatever we wanted to.
Hey, how about we jump ahead? Because I'm really excited about.
You want to do your tip of the pad?
You know, I think I'm ready. I've been working on this for a while, okay. And I'm super pumped to debut.
Good.
A a little ditty as part of my this week's tip of the pat,
so,
if you will.
So here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you the dry tip of the pat. Doesn't necessarily sound very good, but that's what I'm going to give you. The dry tip of the pat, and then you can do your music or whatever little thing you have planned there. Not little thing. I'm not trying to lessen it.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. Isn't it bullshit to have to question where your food comes from? At Vital Farms, you can trace your pasture-raised eggs all the way back to the source, the pasture. On the side of each pasture-raised carton of eggs, you'll find the name of the farm where your eggs were laid. And when you look the farm up on their website, you'll get a peek at all the sunshine, fresh air, and open space the hens enjoy. Learn more and find out where to buy them at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit free.
Here we go.
Nope.
Tip of the pat.
Well, it's 1, 2, let's begin. If you're only with friends, then you're bound for a win, because it's huge laughs. You have to agree. If you don't make your belly ache, how can that be? 5 buds in New York, and they're all super cool, but Ross is a dork. Tom was the original host, but he got a little cocky, and now he's toast. Now, let's get back to the friends. When it comes to hip 90s, well, they sure know the trends. Drinking lattes all day long. It's time to meet the friends. So here's the song. Little bit of Monica cooking food. A little bit of Chandler acting rude. A little bit of Phoebe makes me smile. A little bit of Rachel and her hairstyle. A little bit of Ross, he's acting sad. A little bit of Chandler, not so bad. A little bit of Gunther, he's not too known. A little bit of friends to take the throne. And that's this week's Tip of the Pat.
Tip of the Pat.
That's that. I don't know what to say. I literally don't know what to say.
You know, I went for it.
You really went for it.
I'm proud of myself.
Man.
I wanted to surprise you.
Yeah, you really did. And I will say, I mean, that makes me think of the Spin Doctors things we did. That was a lot of fun. Those were like some of the only fun moments on the Meet My Friends, the Friends with Tom Sharpling version, right?
Sure.
That's what people talk about.
I like to think of it as just Meet My Friends, the Friends, because we were equally a part of the show.
But. That is true. Hey, legally, we do have to give Tom Sharpling some time. Sure. He is here. You know
what? Let's check in. He's here. I'm going to let bygones be bygones.
I do want to say again, as I said in the last episode, our lawyer did negotiate the 60 seconds down. If your lawyer hasn't told you about that, get a better lawyer. So here we go, Tom. After you hear the sounder, you can go ahead and say what you need to say.
And now, brief seconds for Tom Sharpling.
Well, I would like to say that song was pathetic, Pat. You said a little bit of Chandler twice on it, and you didn't do Joey. Congratulations on not knowing the Friends. At least you and Jason have one thing in common, that you barely know the show that you're recapping. You have two things in common. You barely know the show, and you both stole the show.
You're fired.
And that's all the time we have for Tom Sharpling legally.
I will say
pathetic.
Thank you for the constructive criticism. I didn't realize Chandler was in there twice. I'm looking over my lyrics. He was, but you know what? In my defense, I was going with the syncopation of the original Lou Bega composition, and that's the amount of women he had in his Mambo No. 5 song. So, Chandler,
the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Chandler, Joey, two syllables each.
Yeah, so?
So you don't know what you're talking about. Syncopation of the original.
Okay, I'm not even doing the buzzers. I'm going to just say, Tom, if you think you can do it better, start up the music, Pat.
Okay, hold on a second.
Here. Let's see if Tom can do it better. It sounds like he thinks he can. You have to start it from the beginning, Pat. There we go.
Let's hear it.
One, two, three, and four. Jason and Pat, they stole my show. They're both two rats, and I'm going to get even. They're going to end up in court, and I'm going to sue them. They're both going to lose everything that they got. I'm not going to lose this battle. I'll win. You're going to pay a price, and you're going to go down. Surrender my show, or you'll see you in court.
No, that the music stopped a long time ago.
Yeah, talk about syncopation, huh?
Yeah, for you to call mine pathetic. At least mine rhymed. All right.
I got one thing. I got one thing to say about that one, Tom, and that's
at least mine rhymed, dude.
You know.
Yeah, Chandler's in there twice. Big deal. Big deal.
Right? People listening to Tom on that one, they're just gonna be like, "Am I right?"
Yeah,
that one might not work.
I guess I did leave out Joey. I'll just switch Chandler number two with Joey. A little bit of Joey, not so bad. A little bit of Ross, he's acting sad. A little bit of Joey, not so bad. There you go. That's all the friends. All right.
It's time for Now There's a Goof.
Okay, moving on. So my favorite goof on this show was...
Is Pat mentioning Chandler twice and not mentioning Joey once?
When Phoebe said
constructive criticism, I'm attacking you.
Well, guess what? Mine rhymed. Yours was a joke.
When Phoebe sits on the chair after blocking the porn, the position of her, I don't know if you guys knew this, but the position of her right arm, it changed a little in the next shot.
I didn't notice.
And that's...
It's time for Now There's a Goof.
That's what I call a goof. Okay. What's next? I got to look at the outline here. We got a red light going on here.
Well, hey, while you do that, we never finished recapping the episode.
I got it. Hold on. Here we go.
Jason's Corner. Jason's Corner.
That's right. A time just for me. You're in my corner now. What are you going to do about it? You going to watch a Friends episode and talk about it? No, you're not. You're going to talk about your real life, and you're going to riff about it and make some jokes. And it's going to be funny, and that's what the audience wants to hear. And that's why they can't wait for Jason's Corner to start. So, guys, I'm just sitting here in my corner. Number one podcast in the nation. Number four in the world. Who's going to take us down? Me and my friends, the Friends, with Jason Gore and Pat Byrne. Best show around, right?
Am I allowed to talk in your corner? I don't know.
Technically not, but you did.
I thought you just said, am I right? And then you paused for like...
No, that was rhetorical.
All right. The segment's over, right? Can I just quickly finish recapping the episode because we never did it?
No, go for it. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, aside from the free porn, which is obviously... The
people kind of come here for you and I. Was that you?
No. Can you just turn his mic down?
I cannot legally turn anything down.
Right. Look, at her... when Phoebe...
You know that. You know Phoebe's that.
When Phoebe gets a glimpse of the porn, she says, oh, that reminds me, I got to go to my gynecologist.
I get a do-over.
Jason's Corner. Jason's Corner.
What the hell?
We played the music twice. Tom got to sing on yours. I didn't get much time to riff. That's...
All right.
There was a review in Podcast Weekly, and it said, Jason Gore brings so much life to this show. That's literally the only review. That's all it said. Five stars.
Jason, I'm just for the people that don't care about us but just want that care about Friends, I just want to finish recapping the episode because there's a very crucial moment with Phoebe where she learns her gynecologist reveals that there's three distinct heartbeats, and that means she's having triplets, and then she has to tell Frank Jr. and Alice that she is having triplets, that they are having triplets. And it's a big moment in the show. And then, you know, Ross is sad about Emily leaving. And then Monica talks him into going to the airport.
You're making Tom yawn.
Which is the second airport scene in Friends. And then he's in the airport and he gets his wits about him. He tells her she loves him. Ross tells Emily.
So I'm going to rank the Friends. I'm going to go.
But then she replies, "Thank you,
Joey." Which is
a curveball.
Chandler, Monica, Ross, Rachel.
That's
Phoebe.
It.
Janice. That's what I'm going to go with on that one.
Janice was not in this episode. I told you that last time to leave her out of the rankings because she wasn't in this episode.
Pat, yeah. Could you be any more boring?
And that's another edition of Meet My Friends, the Friends with Jason Gore and Pat Byrne. Hey, join us next time. Let's preview what the next episode is going to be. Pat, you got that information up?
I'll see you in court, Tom, if you keep talking on this podcast. How about that? Wait, we didn't do line of the episode.
Why don't you do your recap of the rank the Friends, Pat, and list Chandler twice?
Because I'm going to do line of the episode. Rachel says, "What is that song?"
We're out of it. We're out of it. Here we go. I have to leave you with this. Two brothers, two lives, one record scratch podcast. Strongcast Podcast presents the limited one-episode podcast, Gethard Boys, with Chris and Greg Gethard. Only on Strongcast. Get hard. I don't know if I'm supposed to say get hard or Gethard there, but it ends with get strong.
So I can't do line of the episode for this one?
We're out.